Now, it was meant to take 3 years to complete, but that deadline has come and gone. Design changes to a major infrastructural project on Waterford City's North Quays means that the budget has ballooned. Consultancy fees alone have increased from €6.7 million to €24 million. The project is the largest public infrastructure project outside of Dublin, and it includes a new transport hub, houses and apartments, and retail outlets, among other things. It's being built by BAM, the same company which is building the National Children's Hospital, and it's being overseen by Waterford City and County Council. Joe Caulfield reports from there.
In Waterford, the quays are alive with the sound of construction as the North Quays infrastructure project begins to take shape, and concrete, cranes and heavy machinery now dominate the view from across the river shore.
It's a hugely transformative project for Waterford.
Chief Executive of Waterford City and County Council, Sean McKeown, outlines the vision for this ambitious project.
We're doing the public infrastructure and enabling works, and what that includes is a new state-of-the-art transport hub that's being developed just behind us here at the moment, and that involves the relocation of the existing Plunkett station here in the city right into the heart of the North Quays, a new sustainable transport bridge which will connect the North and South Quays, and that will integrate the North Quays back into our city centre.
Planning permission has been granted for Harcourt developments to take over the next phase of the development. Tell me what that will entail.
Yeah, that's, you know, a huge milestone in the development of the project. What that is 350 residential units, a 160 bedroom four-star hotel and conference centre, a further 160 bed apart hotel, public plazas and open spaces, a new high quality boardwalk and greenway through the centre of the site. So it's hugely exciting times for Waterford.
Amidst the progress, concerns were recently raised when a report from Principal Local Government Auditor James Moran highlighted an overspend on consultancy fees, originally estimated at €6.7 million, running to €24 million. Sean McKeown explains why.
Initially, we envisaged that this would be a three-year project. We're now, in conjunction with the consultants, developing the detailed design over a much longer period. So there's all sorts of detailed design changes, and you know the project is radically different from that was first envisaged. And our contract partners, BAM, we have a very good working relationship with them. The project is audited, so I'm satisfied that we've accountability and transparency procedures in place, and that the project will be delivered on programme and within budget.
However, local independent councillor Donal Barry is concerned about budget oversight and overspend.
The issue with the consultancy fees now has been going on with a number of years. Back in 2021, the auditor said the increased consultancy fees were going up to €8.4 million. In 2022, the consultancy fees were going up to €9.9 million. And in 2023, it shot up to €24 million.
How concerned are you about these budget overruns?
I would be very concerned as a taxpayer, and for the taxpayers, that here we are again, apart from the Children's Hospital in Dublin, which we're listening to, here we are in Waterford, that we have such a massive increase from the same company, BAM, and we're gone up over €20 million in consultancy fees.
I'm Tina Dower, and I'm from Dooley's Hotel here in Waterford in Ireland's oldest city. We're a third generation family run business.
So what hopes do local businesses have for the project and the potential impact it could have on the local economy?
Well, we've been years and years waiting for this North Quays development, and it's just fantastic to see the development has started. It's going to benefit the region for business and for tourism and for the locals that live here in Waterford.
The new train station, the sustainability bridge, the greenway now connecting New Ross as far as Dungarvan through the city. What will they do now for business in the area?
Oh, for tourism, it's going to be a game changer. The greenway already, our 46-kilometre greenway from Waterford City to Dungarvan, has just shown us the potential. And to be able to link up with New Ross, it's just going to be amazing. We'll see lots of people on their bikes. We'll be the Camino of Ireland.
The name of the business is Greenway Bike Hire. My name is David Young. But yeah, I'd imagine it's going to be great. A lot of people have already done the Greenway. You get people coming out again and again. But once it gets a new part, you'll have people starting it again so they can do the whole way from Dungarvan to New Ross. So it's going to be unbelievable for us. Can't wait for it to be finished.
And finally, how do the people of Waterford feel about this long-promised project?
Well, it'll be good for the town, but people on that side, they're going to stay on that side. They're not going to come over to shop in the town here. If you go up the middle of the town here, there's not but vacant shops.
So you don't think it's actually going to have a positive economic impact?
It's not my opinion anyway.
At the minute, Waterford seems to be just going downhill. We definitely need more parking, more shops. So I hope there'll be some shops maybe over there or something.
It's a huge addition, I suppose, because as it is anyway, there's not enough housing for people around, especially for young people then too. You see a lot of young people moving away and all. So any sort of addition of housing and apartments and such is obviously a plus for the city.
Some views from Waterford there, ending that report by Joe Caulfield. And in a response to a request for a comment on this report, the project contractor BAM said BAM Ireland is the contractor for this project. It's not responsible for consultancy fees. BAM's contracted works on the Waterford North Keys project are progressing on schedule.